The Episcopal Diocese and an affiliate want to convert the century-and-a-half-old church into 28 units of senior housing, wading through regulations on three different levels of government and concern the rules for financing the project might change. It's been in the works for more than 2 years, as various approvals were sought and various design changes were made, shrinking the project and moving a new building. Charles Von Simpson says it's still not worth building in his neighborhood, and other residents agree.
Many of them, most of them, including me, are stewards, and I keep using that word, of 100-plus-year-old houses. Many of them are as old as this church. And we do it at great expense as a labor of love to keep these things up. And to just be have that disregarded, to put this, to put the toaster, as we've christened it, to put the toaster on this churchyard just really disrespects the work and the commitment people have made to the neighborhood.
Diocese lawyer Mark Romanowski says without quick approvals, the project might die, leaving the building vacant, with the Preservation Board delaying approvals. That board's chair, Paul McDonald, was at the meeting, but it took legal advice to planning chairman James Morrell to allow McDonald to speak and say Romanowski wasn't completely accurate in his portrayal of what was going on. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.